Glory to the King of Kings, majesty, power and strength to the Lord of Lords, power and strength to the Lord of Lords, power and strength to the Lord of Lords.
I visited the cemetery the other day and was again saddened because of death. Do you remember the sadness at the passing of your loved one? The cemetery reminds me that we only go around once in life, that is, this life. But it also reminds me that Jesus Christ has left me with a great hope for the next life. Is Jesus' great hope an anchor for your soul? Or with you is there great dread?
You are listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world.
Every cemetery teaches us important things about life and death. I found myself adding and subtracting. I saw the date of a person's birth, then I saw the date of his or her passing. I began to determine how old the person was when they died. Some people live to a good old age, but then some, like my father's mother, died at an early age. She died at the age of 46. Some died much earlier, even during childhood. Death certainly is no respecter of persons. I observe that people died both in war and in peace. They died young and old. They died married and unmarried. They died leaving spouses and children behind, and some died without children. Some tombstones shouted the faith of those deceased. Some tombstones were silent about that. Some died well known, others died with few to notice. Some could afford large stones to testify about the departed, while other graves were simply marked with a fieldstone turned up on its edge. Some graves were well kept, as if someone was watching after and caring for those sites, but then other graves looked forsaken. What all this means is perhaps too much, but the bottom line is that the cemetery is a person's final resting place for his or her body on this earth. The remains will rest there until that great getting up morning, until that great resurrection day. Well, that day is coming, friends. What will then happen to those who are reunited with their bodies that will be raised as spiritual bodies? The New Testament is clear that Jesus' resurrection guarantees my own resurrection. That's right. The Apostle Paul said that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. Romans 1 and 4. Peter wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who, by God's power, are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5. Well, Peter says here that people can have a living hope because Jesus was raised from the dead, never to die again. The Apostle Paul wrote this, "We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him." Romans 6, verse 9. Paul also wrote, "God raised the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Well, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14. Friends, after our resurrection, we will be brought into the presence of Christ and the presence of God. On the day of Pentecost, when the Church of Christ was first established, Jesus' Apostle Peter used an Old Testament psalm to explain what had happened with Jesus when he was raised from the dead. We count that psalm as number 16. Peter quoted from verses 8, 9, and 10, and we will also add verse 11. The psalm reads this way, "I have set the Lord always before me, and because he is my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, my whole being rejoices, my flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11. Well, on the day of Pentecost, Peter explained that this psalm predicted the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God would not leave his soul in Hades, that is, Sheol, nor allowed his Holy One to see corruption. That passage was fulfilled on the day that Jesus was raised from the dead. It was by God's promise and by God's power that Jesus arose from the tomb, never to die again. This passage also gives me hope because God teaches me here that just as his Son Jesus was raised from the dead, so also will everyone be raised from the dead. Now your body will see corruption if it lays there long, but the power of God will refashion your earthly tent into a marvelous eternal body. Paul talked about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, he said, of the gospel that I preached to you, which you receive, and in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 8. Paul continued, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 14. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied, Paul said. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man also has come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15, 19-22. Yes, friends, all shall be made alive when God raises all the dead. I am reminded about what Jesus said to Caiaphas. Caiaphas was the high priest who chaired the courtroom and the trial where Jesus was condemned to death. Caiaphas stood up and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." Mark 14, 60 and 62. Friends, Caiaphas, the high priest who condemned Jesus, will be present to see the Lord coming with the clouds of heaven. That's amazing. In another place, Jesus said, "An hour is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." John 5, 28 and 29. There will be a division made between all people on that great resurrection day. Everyone will be raised. The best of people and the worst of people will be raised from the dead on the day Jesus returns. But there will be a separation made between the good and the evil. Some people believe that Jesus will save everybody. How can they say that? Do they not believe the words of Jesus? They do not believe the words of Jesus, but they believe their own imaginations. There will be, friends, a separation made on the great resurrection day. Jesus talked about that great day just a day or two before his own death on the cross. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations. He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on the left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew 25:31-46. Friends, on that great resurrection day, when you are reunited with your body made eternal, will you line up on the right or on the left? God has made a way for you to line up on the right through Jesus Christ, your Lord and mine. Will you believe? Will you obey Jesus?
You have been listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world. You may wish to view our website at www.voiceoftruth.us. That's www.voiceoftruth.us. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to The Voice of Truth.
Power and strength to the Lord of Lords. Power and strength to the Lord of Lords.